Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Las Cruces Women's Rally organizers Eileen Van Wee and Cassandra Calway. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for having us, Emily.
You're welcome. This year's rally will be held on Saturday, January 19th, beginning at 1 o'clock at Albert Johnson Park, 501 North Main Street in Las Cruces. This will be the third rally since 2017. What's different this year?
Well, this year we will be having a small rally. We won't actually have a march, and it will be a shorter event. Usually we have a day-long event, but this year it's only going to be from 1 to about 2:30.
And the theme for this year's rally, Eileen?
Well, if there is a theme, it's the commonality of human rights are women's rights and women's rights are human rights. We really want to celebrate the leadership and the way women are coming forward to participate in businesses and legislation and things like that.
On the title, there's something different. Women spelled W-O-M-X-N. Why is that?
Well, we want this to be an inclusive event. And when you put that X in the word women and Latinx, and there are different nouns that are including the X in it now that designates genders that are not strictly women. So it's to be inclusive, and we want this to be an inclusive event.
So you're inviting everyone in the community.
Yes, everyone that supports gender equity issues, we would like to see them at this event.
Yes, it would be great to see a lot of people. And we have had both men and women in the past and anybody else who wants to come. And we will have some booths for information for people on registering to vote. Joanne Ferrari plans on speaking about state legislation. Sochil Torres-Small will talk about federal legislation. And so we want to keep people informed and involved.
And the keynote address will be by Dulcinea Lara, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at NMSU. And what will she focus on?
Well, she'll tell some of her personal stories and stories about women. Her grandmother is kind of her shero, I guess, as she describes it. And she'll talk about issues impacting women's lives and how the greater community can join together to help make changes to strengthen the role of women in society.
And it's also an opportunity for participants to show their support for gender equity in education, healthcare, childcare, housing, and workplace. And what else?
Well, we want to just celebrate the role that women play in those areas. And I have been very excited to see the increase in women coming forward to create new businesses, to run for office, and to get elected. I'm reminded of what happened with the swear-in of the county elected officials. I went out to view that and walked into a room full of people, and there were 22 people sitting in chairs facing the audience waiting to be sworn in, and 11 of them were women and 11 of them were men. And I thought, this is what we want. We want equality and equity in what we are doing.
So, Cassie, you were at the first rally in 2017. Tell me what was different about that.
Well, the first rally, when we first organized it, we organized it inside at SWEC. And we organized it at SWEC inside because we thought we would be lucky to get 100 people, and we ended up getting 1,500 people. So it was a good thing we had bad weather, and the market was canceled that day because we had to move it out to the plaza. So that was exciting to get more than we expected. And it was an all-day thing, and we're not going to do that this year.
Why is that?
Well, it takes people to pull this off. And we thought that maybe there was a little election fatigue, so the committee was a little small. And to contact speakers and to raise money, it takes a lot of people. We didn't want the day to go by with nothing, so we just shortened it to what we thought was manageable.
Yeah, we thought it was important to have a rally because we want to encourage women to continue to speak out and be advocates and activists and voters and participate in political events and that kind of thing. So we really wanted to stimulate and encourage women.
So I have had people who have been contacting me wanting to know why we're just having a rally this year and not a march, and why the event is short, why we're not having music, and why we're not having food. And I've just been stressing to people that the organizing committee was three people, and three people cannot put an event like that on. So we really need, if they want a bigger event and more involvement, and want to come out and have a day of it, then they need to be involved in the planning of that and helping us raise a little bit of money, because it's expensive to put on just what we're doing, let alone a large event as well.
And the sponsors this year are?
It's the NMSU Gender and Sexual Studies Program, as well as the Las Cruces Coalition for Reproductive Justice, and the NAACP, the Doniana County version of that.
You'll be having information tables from others.
Yes. We don't have a full list yet, but I do know that the League of Women Voters will be there, the Federation of Democratic, Doniana County Federation of Democratic Women. I believe Planned Parenthood is planning on being there.
And you'll be asking people to make banners and signs?
Yes. Well, we encourage people to bring banners and signs. There may be a possibility of making them at the event, but the people that have tables will have information about their organizations, and the League of Women Voters will be registering people to vote if people want to do that. So there'll be a variety of information available.
And for information tables, you have to register with Jan Thompson?
Yes.
Or me, Cassie Callway.
You can be called or emailed?
My email, actually. And it's on the website for the rally.
And the website for the rally is?
Is on Facebook.
So it's on Facebook under Las Cruces Women's Rally.
Yes, correct.
So this is where you can find out more information about the rally and be able to contact you. Can they contact you at your email as well?
Yes, they can contact me at mawcass5@yahoo.com.
And for Jan Thompson, it's janthompson0817@gmail.com. Let's talk about what's going to happen in the future. And you need volunteers for some events that are coming up following this Las Cruces Women's Rally.
Well, we've talked about doing something in March, which is Women's History Month, and we've talked about doing something in August to celebrate the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. But in a year, in 2020, we would like to have a big event, because that is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And we are looking for volunteers to help with that, because we would like that to be a very big event. And so to make that happen, we would love to have volunteers. So we'll be asking for that on Saturday as well, and hopefully people will volunteer or send emails to Jan or Cassie too, letting us know that you would be interested in helping.
So you need more volunteers.
Yes, we do. And maybe people didn't find out about it in time to volunteer, so I'm hoping that on Saturday we will be able to emphasize that we really want volunteers to help us with the organization and planning for future events related to women and gender equity.
We would like to do something very large next year, something inside. It would be awesome. We also talked about having breaking up and having little workshops on leadership, workshops on organizing, running for office. It would be something that we would really want to engage people, because we will have a big election in 2020 as well. So we would like to engage people in voting and keep them informed and give them information about what they can do and how to become involved. So we would really like to put something really nice and big together.
So this will be January of 2020.
Right.
Your event again for the Women's History Month, and March the 8th is, what does that represent?
International Day of Women. And so that might be a target date. We haven't really made plans for March yet, but certainly that would be an appropriate time to have something.
And what else would you like the public to know about this event, this rally?
We want them to know that everyone's welcome, and that we're going to be starting at 1 o'clock, but people are more than welcome to come out and stand out with their signs before, and people can linger and mingle afterwards as well. So we just want it to be an intergenerational event, and for everyone to just come out and show their support for gender equality.
Again, this will be the Las Cruces Women's Rally on Saturday, January 19th. Beginning at 1 o'clock, and as you said, they can come out earlier at Albert Johnson Park next to the Brannigan Library, 501 North Main Street.
Well, thank you for having us, Emily, and I really hope that we will be able to support women and celebrate what women have been doing in the last couple of years, especially, I mean, historically women have been doing wonderful things, but it's really exciting to see what's happening right now, and we want to encourage that.
And encourage the younger women as well.
Absolutely.
Yes, we would love to have millennials come out, and even younger than that. We encourage everybody to come out. You're never too young to get started thinking about what you're going to do in your future and what would be a good fit for you for organizing. And I think that sometimes we forget what some of the other generations had to suffer for us to have what we have. So I think it would be good. That's why I hope it's in a very intergenerational, because it would be nice for young women and older women to get together and talk about these things, because I can't ever imagine a world with some of the laws that my grandmother had to live with. So we need to keep, you know, not let things repeat and keep up on what's going on with our gender.
Again, thank you so much, Eileen Van Wee and Cassandra Calway, the Las Cruces Women's Rally organizers.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.